This is Chaplain Terry Warner. I'm going to stop the music for a few moments so you can grab a pen and some paper for your foundation scriptures. If you can't get onto a computer because you are driving or at work, when you can get online, you will find my podcasts and articles at thechaplainscorner.net. Starting at the beginning of the podcast, I will give you the season number and the episode number. Thank you so much for listening. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. And now, let's get going. Hello, friend. Chaplain Terry Warner here. The title of this podcast is Faith and Grace, Season 4, Episode 18. And it will publish on Monday morning, April the 29th, 2024. Let's get going. Ephesians 2, 8, 9, and 10. For it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. By grace, Christ speaks to us. Jesus is the Word made flesh. The Bible is God speaking to me. On a side note, our God is the only true God that seeks out man and comes down to our level to redeem us. All other religions make man try and reach God. You didn't find God. God found you. And when he found you, he chose you to abide in him in eternal relationship. John 15, 16 and 17. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my commandment, love each other. Okay, here's an opportunity to use God's word for your needs to be met. If you need Bibles, then quote or tell God nicely and with reverence that you have found in his word the Bible. In other words, that's his word. Where you were promised to do whatever you would ask, where he was promised to do whatever you would ask if we prayed according to his will and in his name. So we pray, Lord Jesus, I need some Bibles. 40 would be nice. And I am asking right now in your name to honor this prayer request. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, just keep thanking God for answering prayer and expect him to send them to you. Don't try and figure out how God is going to do it or when he's going to do it. He will send the Bibles. He will do it legitimately. He'll do it thankfully, and he'll pray for them. It won't be done by some kind of side deal or anything else or discount or anything else. God can afford it. He's waiting on you to ask and believe. John 1:14, excuse me, the word Jesus became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. So by faith, when God speaks to us, we respond with, yes, thank you. So here we go. The Holy Spirit today speaks to you in the Word, or the Bible, and said, my God will meet all your needs according to all his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. It specifically says, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Your response? Yes, thank you. Read it out loud, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10:17. Consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, either by reading it, or speaking it, or hearing it. And the message is heard through the word of Christ, Romans 10:17. Is the Bible the word of God? Yes, absolutely. Galatians 1, verse 11. I want you to know, brothers, that the gospel I preach is not something that man made up. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. This is Paul writing the letter to the Galatians. And 2 Peter 1:20 and 21, Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture came about by the prophet's own interpretation. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. So your response to faith coming by hearing is, yes, thank you. The Holy Spirit spoke to you and said, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Matthew 4:4. That's pretty plain. Your response? Yes. Thank you. Ephesians 2:8 and 9. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And your response? Yes, thank you. God said to the Son, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me. With burnt offerings and sin offerings you were not pleased. Then I said, here am I. It is written about me in the scroll. I have come to do your will, O God. Hebrews 10:5-7. Our response? Yes, thank you. Well, let's discuss a little bit right now who the body of Christ is. God the Father just made it very clear that he had constructed or made a specific body for Jesus while he was on this earth. Well, that body that Jesus was in while he was on this earth could be seen by everyone. Well, that body became sin for us, died for us, went to hell for us as a complete sacrifice for us. Where is that body now? It was judged and found guilty and left in hell with the devil. So the body that was prepared for Jesus was raised incorruptible, and Christ became the head of this spiritual body, or what we call the church. Therefore, when the head or Christ directs the body to go somewhere or do something, it becomes our responsibility to get the head over to where the body needs to be, so the head, Jesus, can do mighty works and miracles and grow and add to the body and feed the body and nurture it and have it grow. For too long, the body has been trying to send the head by himself while they sit on the pews in the churches. Believers, it is the head, or Christ, that directs the body, not you or your prayers or the body. You guide them and you're part of the body and you have a say-so, and the Lord listens to your prayers, and when they agree with the word of God and his will, your prayers get answered. What have we been doing? Mainly arguing and infighting and starting new churches and denominations. When I was called into the ministry, this would have been late in 1972, I expected to pastor a church. Instead, the Lord directed me to go around already established churches as a mediator to try and stop the splitting of churches over the charismatic movement that was coming into the church. The Lord had healed my eyes, and I was assistant pastor in a major denomination, and I was working on my ordination, major denomination. The Lord healed my eyes, and shortly after, we were asked not to teach Sunday school anymore. My wife was, Arlene. I didn't receive any more offers to assist in worship service. And then finally, we were asked to leave the church altogether. We weren't treated rough or anything else. It was nice. And we quietly left that church. God moving today is not motivating you or guiding you to change the minds of politicians, the direction of political parties, or criticism of individuals, and anyone else who doesn't agree with you. That's not the goal of the Bible. That's not the goal of the body of Christ. Our country is in a terrible condition and dangerous situation because we have been unable to come together and work as the body of Christ. Our social media, corruption of our government, educational, learning, our open borders, abortion, and everything else that is depraved and forbidden, we have embraced and thumbed our noses to God. We are acting out our sin in front of the world and daring God to try and intervene. Well, friend, God is about to intervene. Revelation 1:7. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the people of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. 1 Peter 4:10. Each one of us should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. Are you speaking the very words of God? Are you speaking the words of the news media? Are you speaking the words of social media? Are you making friends and followers and disciples? Or are you setting people apart and taking sides? Father, help me get the beam out of my own eye first, before I try and get the speck out of everyone else's eye first. Let my response to your leading and direction be one of love and compassion to everyone. And my response is, yes, thank you. You have a blessed day, in Jesus' name. This has been Chaplain Terry Warner. My podcasts come out every Monday morning. When you go to my website, thechaplainscorner.net, there will be a drop-down menu for my website. If you would like to sign up for my newsletter, be assured that your information will never be sold or given out. I have started a group on LinkedIn called The Chaplain's Corner because my podcasts and articles are being used for Bible lessons and sermon notes for home and small church groups in Pakistan and Africa and other places around the world. I am also making plans to make The Chaplain's Corner a not-for-profit so people can donate money for Bibles to be distributed in Pakistan. This venture is ripe for fraud and scams, but I will be supplying the Bibles through a legitimate Christian bookstore in Pakistan. Also, please note that all monies donated will be used strictly for this ministry. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen.